Monthly prompt. Time is the fire in which we all burn. 1. Flammable. By Phlogistics. Every moment of life is one step closer to death. For more than a century, Jack's watched people go through the motions of life, and he's watched the slow decay that eventually overcomes them, until they finally fade into nothing. There's a beginning, an end, and the time in between. Sometimes he's not sure which part he likes least. It's not often that Jack has his worldview shaken, and he's still not sure if he's left better for it. His time with the doctor made him a hero for a day, and bitter for a lifetime. And now, Captain Jack Harkness, the real Captain Jack Harkness, has thrust into his face evidence just how jaded he's become. How much he's taken his responsibilities as a leader for granted. And this man, this incredible human man, is going to die. Time is the fire in which we all burn, but some people are more flammable than others. Jack thinks, though, that he must be made of stone, because the flames only burn those around him. He ponders for just a moment if creating a paradox is worth a few extra days with the captain. But they're in the middle of war, and in war, all honorable men end up dying. And the captain is more than honorable. Jack supposes he's been lucky so far. There's nothing more dangerous than a conscience in battle. Jack would have all the time in the world, in the universe, to spend with him. But the captain only has one night, and Jack knows the importance of one night. It's possibly one of the most challenging things he'll ever do, Jack suspects. Jumping in front of bullets that can't kill him isn't a problem. Dying to save someone else, just a daily event. Figuring out ways to stop the rift on Cardiff from getting out of control and sucking in the universe is just his job. Making the last day of the captain's life the best he's ever had could prove to be difficult, though. Toshiko has become increasingly uneasy, as more and more time passes uneventfully, and he spares a thought for what will happen if the team doesn't get them back soon. He doesn't like what he sees, and pushes the thoughts away. He's restless and slightly upset with himself for not being able to enjoy the festivities because of the circumstances, when the captain offers him a hand. There's no way to misunderstand the message, but Jack finds himself uncharacteristically nervous as they walk out onto the dance floor. It's not that people were staring, or that there was a small possibility that the captain's subordinates would try and rip his arms off, and other more important parts. It's that this dance means something. He had wanted to make this day mean something, but he hadn't really planned anything other than giving the captain the best night of his life, and offering an outlet to vent his frustrations and fears to it. Give him no regrets, just friends with benefits. But the way the captain looks at him tells him that there's more than just friendship here, and his own reaction tells him that he wouldn't mind that. There's no time to dwell on it, though, because his team managed to open the rift at the most inopportune time, and Tosh is already yelling at him to hurry. "I have to go," he says. He has a duty. Jack does his best to convince himself it's worth it, and then he walks away. But he can't bring himself to leave just yet. He turns back and kisses the captain as best as he knows how to, because the captain doesn't have time to regret never being able to, and Jack will have an eternity. And then it's goodbye. Time is the fire in which we all burn, and when the fire's finally gone, so are we. The end. 2. Time. By Viluta. Time is the fire in which we all burn, the captain says quietly as Jack follows him down the stairs. That sentence hits Jack like a fist in the gut. He swallows, unable to answer. The truth of the statement hurts, not just because of what he knows. It hurts because it is true for everyone but himself. He finally looks up at the other man. The captain is watching him, looking at him with a peculiar expression that Jack can't place. If this were another time, another man, he might have read it as desire. But he can't let himself. Not here, not with him. Nothing good could come out of it. But still, he can't stop watching the captain, following him around all evening. The man mesmerizes him. He feels almost spellbound. Make tonight count, Jack says, as they look at each other in the cellar entrance. The captain doesn't answer, just looks at him for a long moment before he goes back up the stairs. Jack watches him leave. He can't help it. He doesn't know why, but somehow he feels drawn to this man. It's more than simple physical attraction. It's something deeper, something Jack hasn't felt in a long time. He wishes it could be him that makes this night count for the captain, but it's not meant to be. So he just pushes, never saying too much, never being too forceful, just being there, encouraging him to go after his woman, to seek pleasure and comfort with another person, even if it hurt. They're back upstairs nursing their drinks. People are dancing, celebrating, not knowing whether any of them would see another night. Jack can't help it. He pushes again, and the captain leaves. And that little spark of hope he had been nurturing leaves with him. It's like they've been dancing around each other all night. Each glance across the room, each tentative smile, each spoken word. It's all a dance. The music only audible to them. Jack wishes he knew what it meant. Wishes he had time to find out. But for once, time is something he doesn't have. Time. It's never really been on his side. Then they are dancing. Dancing for real, with everything fading into the background. Nothing is more real than the man in his arms. And time stands still. Until the rift opens. As he leaves, Jack can feel the fire burning him from the inside. It's not time, though. It's something much brighter, much more dangerous. It's pushing him back towards the other man. He may have an eternity, but the captain only has this night, this moment. So he kisses him. There is no time for words. Just this, just one kiss before time rips them apart again, burning one, and leaving the other in the freezing cold of eternity. The end. 3. Time is a Fire by Lilith Angel. Time is a fire in which we all burn. Except Jack was fireproof, and the flames of time flickered over his skin and died, leaving him to continue living and continue saying goodbye. He never forgot any of those he loved, because that was all he had to stay human. As he changed, he finally knew that one day he would die, that he would finally feel the searing burn of time. He didn't know what he believed would happen when that day arrived. Most of the time, he expected it to be the same darkness he always saw. But sometimes he hoped, dreamed, there would be a familiar face and loving arms. The pain seemed to go on for eternity, trapped in that moment of flames and silence as his plane tumbled from the sky. He was falling, forever, or just a heartbeat, he wasn't sure, and then it was over. He was standing on an empty beach that stretched out beyond his sight. The ocean was still and grey, and everywhere there was only silence. He looked at his hands, and there was no sign of burns or scar. Instead of his flight suit, he was wearing his dress uniform again. In the distance, he saw a figure plodding through the sand, which resolved into a man in a long greatcoat, with dark, windswept hair and beautiful grey eyes. "I think I've been looking for you," the man said with a smile. "I think I've been waiting for you," he replied. It seemed right to walk into the man's arms for an embrace that his skin remembered, even if he didn't. "What do we do now?" he asked, drowning in that smile. "I have no idea," the man laughed. "Let's find out together." Sometimes fire burns and destroys, but it also brings warmth and life. Love burns just as powerfully as time, And sometimes there are happy endings. The end.